2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great. University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
This is Cougar Sports Saturday. Cougar Sports Saturday.
A presentation of KSL Sports.
Got it for three! Cougars by 20!
Every Saturday, all year long. BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans.
For Cougar fans.
It's Cougar Sports Saturday.
Here are your hosts, Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte.
On your legacy home of BYU Sports.
KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Hey, welcome back in. Cougar Sports Saturday. KSL News Time is 106 PM. It's Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte. Big thanks to Matt Bushman for joining us on the program. That was a great interview with a former BYU great tight end. I do consider him that. I think Bushman is one of the best tight ends in BYU history. Honestly, had he played this past season, I think he could have made a case to be the best tight end in BYU football history. He could have been right there with Gordon Hudson, Dennis Pitta, the best of the best. This program's produced a lot of great tight ends over the years. So, again, big thanks to Matt Bushman. We wish him nothing but the best here on the show. But bringing in Matt Biamonte again. Matt, along with great tight end history, there's a lot of great quarterback history, obviously, in the BYU football program. And whenever you get in the conversation of greatest quarterbacks in BYU football history, it definitely conjures up some opinions. And I put out a piece on KSLSports.com sharing my top 10 BYU quarterbacks of all time. And I brought this up because I feel like Zach Wilson has entered the top 10 quarterback threshold for greatest BYU quarterbacks ever. I have Zach Wilson at number 6 all time on my greatest BYU football quarterbacks list. What do you think, Matt?
I think it's a little high. I would certainly agree that Zach Wilson, with the season he had being one of the best statistical seasons in the history of BYU football, highest completion percentage near 74%, incredible stuff. I just think, for me, I would have put him at 8. I like your top 5. You got McMahon 1, Detmer 2, Young 3, Wilson 4, Max Hall 5. Then you got Zach coming in at 6, and I would have put him behind your 7 and 8, Robbie Bosco and John Beck. I think Robbie Bosco, to me, is an easy one. He finished higher in the Heisman Trophy voting twice, won a national championship. I just think he had a better career. Zach Wilson probably had a singular better season, but I think Bosco had a better career, and I'd say the same about John Beck.
Yeah, I think the reason I put Robbie Bosco below Zach Wilson, because I think people look at that and go, man, he won the national title. But, you know, Bosco threw a lot of interceptions in his BYU career. Wasn't always accurate. I remember, I mean, then that 1985 season.
Hey, Detmer threw a lot of picks. You got him at 2.
That's true. With Detmer, though, I think that's more, it was more the wins, too. You know, he played some tough schedules. And I think, you know, I think that's one of the knocks people might have on Zach is he simply a byproduct of the weak strength of schedule that BYU football had this past season. You know, you look at a lot of these guys, they all had pretty, not weak schedules, because BYU's always punched up above their weight. Like, Zach Wilson's even got wins over Tennessee and USC, and on the surface, you would say, wow, like wins over those type of programs, those are blue bloods. Those are great college football brands that Zach Wilson beat. I think to me, Zach Wilson is just a better quarterback, plain and simple. I think that Bosco was really good. I don't think he had the quarterback competition nationally in college football. I mean, Zach Wilson was arguably, statistically, one of the two, three best quarterbacks in college football this year, in a year where there is great quarterback talent. Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields, Kyle Trask at Florida, a lot of great quarterbacks, and Zach Wilson was just as good, if not better, than a lot of them this year in college football. And, you know, a lot of the greats, like the Jim McMahons, the tight end, Steve Young, Mark Wilson, I don't think those guys will ever be touched in terms of talking about greatest of all time. Like, that's going to be a Mount Rushmore of BYU football quarterbacks, probably for the test of time, unless some BYU player wins another Heisman or wins another national title. Those guys will probably stay intact. But, some of the other guys, they just didn't have near the competition that, as far as just quarterback play, that we see in college football today. And Zach's arm talent, his arm play, the ball placement, I mean, he was just top shelf in so many ways. And his accuracy, the efficiency that Zach Wilson played with, I just think he's simply a better quarterback than Robbie Bosco was. It doesn't diminish Robbie Bosco. I mean, I think it's interesting too, Matt. You could go to a lot of programs and a lot of college programs, and especially even in Power 5 schools, Zach Wilson's one season in 2020 would probably make him the greatest of all time at a lot of schools. But at BYU, still at six is relatively low compared to what you would think, because coming off a year that he had, at most schools, he would probably be at a minimum, top two or maybe number one.
Yeah, that's a good point. I will say this, Mitch. Zach Wilson may be a better quarterback than a lot of these guys on the list. And he'll probably have more NFL success than everyone but Steve Young. And is Steve had a lot of success. He only won one Super Bowl. So there's an opportunity for a BYU quarterback to even surpass that in terms of hardware in the NFL. But when you think about top 10, I just can't let myself worry about measurables and arm talent and this. And I can only evaluate based off statistics and wins and what happened on the field. And it's whether or not it's fair, Zach Wilson didn't play anyone that good this year in his best season. And so when you're looking at some of the guys below him, John Beck had better wins. Robbie Bosco had better wins. They had better numbers throughout the entirety of their career. So, and I don't want to disparage what Zach did. I mean, to be in the top 10 is incredible, because this is a university that's had a rich history in quarterback play, and to even be in the conversation with a guy who won a national championship, to be in the conversation with John Beck, who brought this program out of its darkest moment and was able to get BYU back football back on the map like he did in 2005 and 2006. But Bosco and Beck, their junior and senior years, I think those combined, to me, equal more stats, more wins, more just more than what Zach Wilson did in one good year. And the thing that's interesting too, Mitch, is you look at this list and you're like, oh, maybe the top five is untouchable. Zach would have come back, and let's say they have a 10-win season, they beat Utah, they have a good bowl win, they beat a couple other blue bloods. You can make a case he's number three or even number two, but because he left early, he doesn't have quite the body of work as other people on the list.
Yeah, that's a good point. The one interesting element here, and again, my top 10 list, you can see the full thing on the breakdown on KSLSports.com and the KSL Sports app. Download that today. Number one, McMahon. Two, Ty Detmer. Three, Steve Young. Four, Mark Wilson. Five, Max Hall. And then I got Zach Wilson at six. Robbie Bosco, seven. John Beck, eight. Gifford Nielsen, nine. Steve Sarkisian at 10. You can text us your thoughts on who you would rank. Where would you put Zach Wilson at the UCCU KSL text line at 575-00? He is the one guy on this list that didn't beat Utah.
Yep.
How much should that factor in?
It factors.
I think it definitely plays a role. But I'm just looking at it simply based on just quarterback play. I just think that Zach Wilson is just an elite player. He's an elite talent, and we're going to see a drop-off this year in 2021. BYU's got good quarterbacks waiting in the wings. They're not going to be anywhere near as good as Zach Wilson. Maybe they can surprise us. Maybe we could see a meteoric rise, but like Zach Wilson had this year. He's a once-in-a-decade type of talent. BYU's more fortunate than other programs when it comes to great quarterbacks. But Zach Wilson was just so good this season. I think that And he played his first 2 years injured. Imagine what he could have been healthy his entire career at BYU and what he did this season. And when you talk about wins, too, I mean, USC and Tennessee, and also I would put that Boise State win and the win at Houston, those are great wins. I mean, John Beck in 2004 played a gauntlet of a schedule when he was a sophomore, but only won five games. In 2006, they beat TCU, who was ranked, and that was a huge win. But outside of that, there was still that question about John Beck of he didn't have, quote, it. He didn't have that it factor. And up until really that Utah game where they had the last second miracle, and you could argue that they shouldn't have been in that position. They were a 10-point favorite in that game. So I just think that, you know, the dominance that BYU displayed this season, I haven't seen that since, I mean, BYU fans of the 80s, we witnessed a BYU team operate like teams of the great BYU squads of old, and we haven't seen that in years and decades from BYU football, the type of quarterback play, the dominance that BYU displayed. And you look at the recruiting rankings, BYU was playing some of their peers. They turned preferred walk-ons into NFL players at wide receiver. So I think that Zach Wilson belongs at number six. But I can see the argument for number eight as well. I think it's a good debate. I don't think you put him in the top ten. I think you would say, you know,
no,
Taysom
not.
Hill should be in the top ten. Am I making a mistake not having Taysom in the top ten?
No, you're not. Because, to come back to my point, you have to weigh stats and what you did on the field with the most weight. And Taysom just missed too much time, which is a bummer. But, you know, I'm just looking at Bosco right now. I mean, I think Bosco, man, is severely under. He had two back-to-back seasons with over 4,000 yards, over 4,200 yards, including a national championship win. And his career completion percentage is 63%.
Yep.
So, I mean, he did throw a lot of picks, but he threw a lot of TDs and threw for a lot of yards. And it's a great discussion to have. And one thing on Zach, too, the thing that is going to be so great about him being a first-round draft pick and being given the keys of a franchise is we're going to find out, Mitch, if he is, in your words, a generational-type guy, or we're going to find out if maybe he was a byproduct of not a great schedule. So it's a real bummer that BYU didn't get to play this original schedule. Matt Bushman, you heard him a moment ago, and we'll put that that interview up on our podcast feed. He believes that team would have had similar results against the original schedule. He's probably right. We'll just never know. And so with Zach being a top pick, if he cranks it out in the NFL and becomes a Pro Bowl caliber quarterback, then we can definitively say, yes, he was a generational talent at BYU.
I think you could say that now, though. I just think that
I can't go that far, Mitch. It's just the one good year with the bad schedule. I think he's a great quarterback. That's high praise, generational talent. I'm not ready to go that far.
I've seen BYU play bad schedules over the years. I mean, 2001, Brandon Doman played a really weak schedule. He was great. I mean, he did a nice job. But I've seen also 2011, BYU, the first year of independence, they played a horrible schedule. They won 10 games. But the quarterback play was they changed Jay Keefs out, who was a former five-star recruit. Riley Nelson stepped in, did a nice job. But, I mean, I've seen BYU play weak schedules over the years. And I think that's always been a knock on the program is, well, they don't play anyone. Well, they're changing that narrative, I like to think, because independents, they're willing to, you know, play anyone, anytime, anywhere. I truly believe that with this program. They just got to get the chances. I think Boise and Houston and UCF even. I mean, UCF, one of the winningest
UCF
programs.
UCF was a good team. Yeah.
Their defense, not great, but still, they shredded them. And I just think that just the dominance that BYU showed, and I think a lot of it rests on Zach Wilson. And that offense was humming this year because of him. And I just think that we don't see that often with BYU. I've seen BYU play a lot of weak teams over the years. I saw, you know, BYU struggle in a lot of games over the years against some weak opponents. Even Robbie Bosco, you could say he had the worst loss, too, of his BYU career, of BYU football history, the 1985 UTEP game. That played a factor in my thought process, too, in this ranking. So I think that, you know, Wilson, to me, I think that he will go down as a generational talent regardless of what happens in the NFL. It's a good discussion, though. Got to take a break. On the other side, we'll talk some early look at BYU football in 2021. Who could be some of those guys that replace Zach Wilson and some of these stars? More after this. It's Cougar Sports Saturday, powered by KSLSports.com.
a stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.